Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8. Referring to the Antichrist, Paul the Apostle here says that Jesus will destroy him by the splendor of his coming. The end of this age will see the final conflict between good and evil, God and satanic forces. The Apostle Paul writes to the Thessalonians concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him. We ask you, brothers, not to be easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1 to 4. Of course, the fate of the satanic forces is sealed, as is written in the Word of God. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation chapter 20 verse 10. The Bible also says, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20 verse 15. The lake of fire is the second death. Only those whose names are found in the book of life and who overcome will escape the second death. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. Revelation chapter 2 verse 11. Is your name in the book of life? If yes, you are blessed and you will enter your eternal home in heaven when God calls you. If you are not sure that your name is in the book of life, take a decision today to live for Jesus. Repent of your sins. Accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. The Bible says that to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John chapter 1 verse 20. Your decision is vital. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.